Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Our coverage of the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and the NCBA Trade Show from San Antonio is being brought to you by Corteva Agriscience and their range and pasture products. Corteva Agriscience offers producers simple solutions, helping you meet any challenge and grow the best pasture and maximize your profit potential. Be listening for Ron Hayes with radio reports from the Cattle Industry Convention, as well as updates in our daily email on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, and on all of our social media channels, including Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
At the Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program, we know how quickly mediation can resolve conflicts. OAMP is a no-cost service available to ag producers in need of assistance resolving agricultural and environmental disputes between fellow producers, lenders, and creditors, or others, including USDA agencies. Call OAMP toll-free at 1-800-248-5465. That's 800-248-5465 to learn how mediation can work for you. You can also check us out on Facebook or our website at ok.gov/mediation.
Well, cash markets will likely remain quiet here early this week with limited interest seen on Monday. Asking prices still yet to be well defined, and packers may not show any significant activity until midweek or probably later. Last week's pressure in cash markets seemed to take the wind out of the sails following the underlying pressure in most commodity markets, but there seems to be a growing sense of optimism during early February that feedlot managers can bounce off last week's lows and support higher cash prices through the month. Over on the hogs, little has changed in overall hog market fundamentals, at least the last couple of days, but buyers quickly moved into the complex yesterday morning, posting triple-digit gains in most nearby contracts. April futures continue to be the main focus as traders continue to quickly exit the February contracts as it nears expiration. Building on early week support will be essential to regaining market support through the month of February and bringing active interest back into the complex. Oh, on the grains, the strength is also being seen in Paris milling wheat futures, which have seen a sizable correction along with U.S. values the last couple of weeks. Like corn and soybeans, some of the focus as of late has been macro-related, but we can't help but notice the favorable weather in the U.S. southern plains the last few weeks. Much of the hard red winter wheat belt has run 110 to 600% of normal precipitation the last 2 weeks, and the extended maps from the Climate Prediction Center are calling for sharply better than average chances of above normal precipitation the next 2 weeks. Corn prices higher overnight, clawing back a portion of yesterday's losses, which saw March futures fall to a 2.5-week low. Selling continues to feel money flow related, especially as ethanol margins have improved and export demand has been solid. And for the first time since the turn of the new year, soybean futures are trying to close higher in back-to-back sessions. The losing streak ended at 9 sessions, besting the November streak by 1 and finally grabbing as March futures probed the $8.70 level. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
At the close yesterday, February live cattle up 30 cents, 121.67. April up 105, 120.72. March feeder cattle up 57 at 136.65. April up 82 cents at 138.35. February hogs down 82 cents, 56.30. Kansas City wheat, March up 7.5, 474.25. May was up 7.25 at 480.75. Chicago wheat, March up 6.75, 562.25. May was up 6.5, 560.25. March corn up 3 cents, 381.75. May was up 3 cents at 387.5. March soybeans up 7.75 at 884.75. May was up 7.75 at 898.5 penny. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.